This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So my son comes home from school yesterday and says that he was elected to prom court. So I guess there's, I don't know much about prom. I went to one of my proms. I never told you guys about prom. I've never told you about my prom or prom night. I cannot believe in all these years of radio, I have not told you guys about what happened prom night. That's very interesting. All right, I'll tell you. But anyway, I guess nowadays there's like a court where there could be like five, six couples that get elected, and then they have to do a skit or some sort of a performance. And then there's another election to choose who gets to be prom king and then prom queen. So that's pretty interesting. And from what I understand is I think they may even pair them up into whatever. And so my son comes home. Now, I love my son, and I think he is cuter than anything. I just never thought he would be elected to prom. His friends, none of us have ever really won an election in our lives. Except, no. I did win Vice President of National Honor Society in junior year, and I won, I think, Treasurer or Secretary of the Spanish Honors Club. So I did win some elections. All right, but that's one of the hesitations I have for going into office, because I don't know if I could really platform off that National Honor Society win, you know, and be able to springboard that into a whole entire, you know, congressional election. I understand that Obama was a city community leader, and that did it for him. But again, I never served my term of National Honor Society vice president because my folks moved to Vegas my senior year, and I had to leave high school, and then I had to give up my offices, and it was pretty frustrating. But I love the idea that my son has that little bug in him where he wants, he's my little bug. I call him Bug. Hi, Bug. But I love that he has a bug in him where he likes to compete and he likes to run for office, even if it's prom court. So I think that's pretty exciting. So I'm very proud of my baby, and I love him to death, and good for his friends for, voting him in and making that happen. That's pretty excellent. Now, my prom, very different, okay? All right. I had a huge crush on somebody in high school. And this person I had a crush on liked me also. I was me. Okay, you know, remember, I went from a training bra in the fourth grade to double D in the fifth grade. So just imagine how I looked in high school. Okay, I had the stuff. Okay, I was pretty good looking. All right, anyway. I had my, white jeans and my, blue jean jacket, denim jean jacket. I looked good. I didn't think I looked good back then. That's the problem. I didn't think I looked good back then. But now when I look back, I'm like, oh, wow. No wonder my mom never wanted me to, wear makeup or anything. She's like, lady, you are like the Cheryl Teagues of the 80s. And anyway, so, a very good friend of mine, the guy I had a crush on, wasn't going to go to prom. In fact, his family and my family didn't want us dating. Long story. So I asked one of my good friends, and I'm not sure if my good friend was gay or not. Very good looking, very well dressed, liked being around me. So my guess is he was gay. And so we went together. Now, I didn't have a lot of money. We were poor. So I had to find a prom dress. So the only prom dress I found on sale, probably because I, you know, had my mom with me, was a very conservative dress where lace went all the way up to my neck, right? And it was long, and I mean, it was a prom dress, but it was very inexpensive, and I didn't mind spending very little money on that, because what's the point? I'm not going to be wearing dresses in school. I liked wearing my jeans and my jean jacket. So I'm like, look, let me spend as little money on this as possible. And then we went to this big dinner. I forget if it was in Union Hills or whatever, and I'm with my buddy, and we were with all these other couples, and he didn't try to kiss me. And I'm like, well, is that a good thing? Or is he gay? I was like, I don't know. All right, so the night goes on, and we go to the dance, and we hang out. And I'm really getting nervous because everybody's talking about having sex. Everybody's talking about, all right, you know, because that's what you do on prom. Now, this was 1980, gosh, was it 88? No, 87. Okay. 1987, things were really crazy. Yeah, the Redskins winning the Super Bowl, right? Was that year the Redskins won? Okay, my governor was being impeached at the time in Arizona, I think Meekum. So I don't know what the heck was going on, but we were now in the latter half of the 80s. Already clothes were starting to change a little bit. I'm like, wait a second. No, I still like to wear hot pink. And all of a sudden, I'm faced with the fact that I was supposed to have sex and lose my virginity right now in high school. I wasn't ready for that. So I get through the evening without having sex. I was like, woohoo, yay. And I come home to my parents. I was all happy. And I forget. I think his name was Michael. All right. Michael tells my teacher the next Monday, right, when the teacher asked him, did you have a good time? He said, eh. So the teacher runs over to me. This teacher hated me because I was such a smart aleck. The teacher runs over to me and he says, look, how was prom? I go, it was great. I'm happy because I didn't have sex. I was like, yes, I got out of that without, you know, the Lord getting mad at me and planning to smite me. I was ecstatic. And my English teacher said, your prom day didn't feel the same. Well, what did he say? He said, eh. So basically, I had to have it out with my prom date. And I don't even know why he wants to have sex with me to begin with. Maybe he didn't have a good time because it was just me. I don't know. But my prom, to me, was one of the biggest successes out there because I got to go with a good-looking guy. Yeah. I got to wear a beautiful, long dress, right, so I didn't have to shave my legs. And I didn't have to have sex. It was the best prom ever. 1-877. Oh, and I didn't have to pay for dinner either. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. Hope that love is strong for my show. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. D-A-L-I. Sorry about that. Big thanks to Mackenzie, who is working the dials for us, and big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so let me just give you an update on this nor'easter that is pummeling parts of the mid-Atlantic, northeast, and it's now making its way towards northern New England. Apparently, schools have had to close across the region. People are asked to stay off the roads. I heard that over 1,000 people don't have power. I think that number's even higher. I want to double-check that statistic because I think it's higher. The National Weather Service is forecasting a foot to 20 inches of snow across Maine and New Hampshire and most of Vermont. The storm has already caused a lot of headaches for travelers, where over 5,900 flights, I'm being told, have had to be canceled, including more than 2,800 in the New York City area. There are about 200 passengers currently stranded at Kennedy Airport. Now, let me just say, if you had to be stranded in the airport, I really like JFK. JFK Airport, you have a really good food court. Have you guys seen the food court? They got the cheeseburger place. They also have like an one of those pizza Verrazano Villa Pizza type things. They have like I think a boar's head sandwich shop. They got soup, and they got a whole bunch of snacks. So if you had to be at an airport and where you there's a lot of outlets. So if you needed to plug in, I've spent many hours and many delays at JFK. And so I'm very comfortable there. I do really well at the JFK airport. I'm good. So you're good. You guys are good. Amtrak canceled, or modified service up and down the Northeast Corridor. Train service suspended between New York City and Boston on Tuesday morning, even though the subway system did work, in New York, the underground, but the above ground didn't. From what we understand, New York City didn't get hit as bad as they expected it to, so that was good. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio held a briefing, on the city's storm response and said that a state of emergency will still stay in effect until midnight. This just happened a few minutes ago. Now, with the snow, with these storms, when we hear of people dying because of these storms, you know, people ask, well, what? You know, what happened? You know, how? And it's not so much during the storm, it's the after effect of the storm, right? So obviously losing power, you lose heat. So hypothermia could be an issue. Another thing that becomes an issue is people will use little heaters, and unfortunately, they can increase the carbon monoxide in their house or in their little room. They may want to conserve the heat and not allow any circulation of air, and then they turn on one of these heaters that gives off carbon monoxide. Some of these people could get carbon monoxide poisoning. So that's another concern whenever we see these nor'easters or these big snow superstorms that we see. Also, if people aren't going to work today, and people aren't answering their phones, and people aren't, you know, chugging around the city, it's very difficult for some people to get their medications. So if they didn't plan ahead, and they found out that they ran out of their blood pressure medication, or their heart medication, or their diabetes medication, that could be a concern. You also have people eating like crap, right? You know, rather than going out and getting some fresh food, you know, if they didn't prepare properly, they're going to eat whatever's in their pantry. And if their pantry has all the junk food, and wine, and alcohol, that's a problem. And then a study has come out talking about shoveling. Right? After the storm, you need to go to work. Eventually, you got to go back to work. Right? And you get sued if somebody slips and falls on your property because you didn't clear off the snow and the ice. So there's a lot of pressure for people to start shoveling. Again, there's that risk of heart attacks, there's risk of back injuries, and Dr. Alan Taylor, Chief of Cardiology at MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute, said lower back injuries are the most common injury with snow shoveling. That's followed closely thereafter by getting hit by a snow shovel. So emergency departments start seeing spikes in the numbers of incidents because of people getting hit with a shovel. You know, like let's say somebody has their music on, so they have their little earbuds in, and they're shoveling, and then the wife comes up, and they're not answering. So she's like, well, maybe I need to speak louder because they can't hear me. And so she goes right up to you, and then you swing back the shovel, and you hit her. And some of you do it by accident. So that's obviously a big concern. And with the heaviest of snowfalls, this is when we see a lot more heart attacks and sudden deaths from the heavy activity of shoveling. So this is a concern. And I told you guys before the winter season in November to start getting your hearts checked, you know, before you have to start shoveling like crazy, make sure your heart can handle it, make sure you slowly increase your exercise threshold such that you aren't going from 0 to 90 all of a sudden because it snowed one day. The body doesn't like it. The body likes conditioning, likes to be prepared for exercise, and we want to make sure that your arteries aren't clogged and, you know, are clear. So, you know, these are things that we need to think about before the storm. Unfortunately, the storm has happened, and the storm is happening now. So people are going to be shoveling, and unfortunately, we're expecting a huge spike in heart attacks from the shoveling overexertion. So what are symptoms of heart attack? We've talked about this. It could be chest pain. It could be dizziness. It could be shortness of breath. It could be sweats. It could be you just not feeling right. Something just doesn't feel right. It could be jaw pain. It could be a toothache. It could be neck pain. It could be arm pain. Right? These heart attacks could manifest in a variety of different ways. Especially women display heart attack symptoms different from men. The idea of, oh, I'm holding on to my chest and the pain's going to the left side. Yeah, that happens in the movies, but that doesn't happen with everybody. You know, one of my friends had just collapsed, and it had just reminded me of what happened with my dad. Apparently, my dad had dropped dead of a heart attack in front of my mom. And my mom revealed to me that a few weeks before this happened, he had just dropped in the house. But he got back up, and so she thought he was dehydrated. And he didn't want to go to the doctor and get checked out. Well, my guess is that was one of his first heart attacks. And then he had the big, massive one, and that unfortunately caused him to die and do him in. So when one of my friends told me that he went to the ER because he collapsed, I said, it's your heart. Check your heart. He's like, no, they diagnosed me with heat stroke. I go, heat stroke? You've lived in Vegas and Nevada for years. What, heat stroke? They said my heart looked good, so it must have been heat stroke. I said, get in with the cardiologist. He did. He did see his cardiologist, but the cardiologist said his tests were fine. Unfortunately, a few weeks later, he dropped dead of a heart attack. And I miss him so much. He was such a good guy. And so when I hear somebody just drop, but you see, there was no chest pain, no pain in the arm, no sweats, no, oh, I feel like I'm having crushing chest pain or having a heart attack. Many of these people that die of a heart attack do not have the typical symptoms. So think about it. If you have the classic symptoms, everybody's going to treat you as if you've had a heart attack. But if you come in saying, I just passed out, right? Yeah, the ER doctor is going to check your heart. But if the heart, superficially or on the outset, looks good, hospitals nowadays aren't going to sit here and do the expensive, fancy tests anymore. In the olden days, I could keep you overnight if I wanted to. Say, you know what, I'm just going to check cardiac enzymes. I just don't like your heart. Yeah, that's what happened when we had a patient come into my urgent care I was working at with the burps. And I told you guys, the night before he was burping continuously. So I'm like, if you're burping continuously, I'm going to think heart. I just do. I always think heart first. And it turned out he had had a heart attack the night before. Luckily for him and me, the enzymes were through the roof. The cardiac enzymes take a while to rise. So if you're having a heart attack right now, we may not see with some of the cardiac enzymes. With some of the other ones, like troponin, we may. But some of the cardiac enzymes, it could take hours. It could take up to 8 hours. But because he was burping all night long and came in the next day, boom, we knew that he had a heart attack. So he wanted to go home. He's like, well, if I had the heart attack, it's done. I'll just see my doctor, you know, Monday morning. It's like, no, you're going now. And as he was being wheeled into the hospital, he had his second heart attack. He lived. He's fine. But scary nonetheless. I told you about that case when I was working in the ER. A woman comes in with a bladder infection. And I'm busy with a whole bunch of stuff that day in the ER with the other doctor. And so I tell her, look, you do have a bladder infection. You're right. Here's some antibiotics. Let's get you on your way. I apologize, but it's really busy here. She's like, no problem. I don't even have to undress. I'm good. Thank you. We're good. But I am kind of nauseous. Can you give me something for the nausea? I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, absolutely. She goes, can you make it kind of strong? So rather than giving her 5 milligrams of Compazine at the time, this was in the 90s, I gave her 10 milligrams of Compazine. Well, she starts to go into her second heart attack. And when we ran the enzymes, it looks like her enzymes were through the roof from the night before. But she didn't think she had a heart attack. She thought she had a bladder infection. This is why we want to make sure you guys take it easy. When you have to shovel, use a snowblower. Don't twist your back too much to hurt your back. Use a smaller shovel and work in small bouts of time. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro 1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Call in with your medical questions, your comments, your concerns, or you could write us at drdahlia.com. I thank a lot of you guys for following my blog at drdahlia.wordpress.com. I try to write subjects that I think you guys are concerned about in very easy to understand terms so that I understand them. And so I make the article easy for you guys to read. I know a lot of these, a lot of the news that comes out with the font and not a lot of pictures and small words could be difficult. So I try to make these articles as easy to read and get the latest information as quick as possible. So please go to my website at drdahlia.com or drdahlia.wordpress.com to get the latest in medical news. Ollie writes, can we discuss over-medication? He says, for years, my doctor had me on 4 to 5 blood pressure medications. lisinopril, atenolol, Norvasc, hydrochlorothiazide. He says, my insurance changed, so I had to find a new doctor. He writes, thank you, Obama, but literally. Okay, so he likes Obama. 2 weeks ago, my new doctor dropped me down to 2 medications, and my blood pressure is better. He wants to next month try to get me down to 1. Okay, now I got to say, hold on, hold the phone, hold the phone. Okay, that's too fast. That's too quick. But, yeah, we could talk about over-medication. I think that's a great idea. Absolutely. All right, and this happens with blood pressure. So let me take a step back and teach you guys something about how things work in the medical office, okay? So I diagnose you with high blood pressure. I'm your family doc. I've been taking care of you since the year 2000. So it's 2004. You start to have high blood pressure, so I add 1 medication to you. All right. By 2005, that medication's doing okay, but we need to bump it up a little bit. All right, so we max it out. Norvasc, let's say, goes 5 milligrams, 10 milligrams, so we max it. Now 2006, 2007 comes around, and the blood pressure is spiking up. That one medicine just isn't doing the trick anymore. So I add a 2nd medication. And then maybe I add a 3rd medication. Maybe I switch them around. Maybe I give you a combo medication. All right. And then we finally make it to 2014, 2015, and you had some bad spikes, and you were in the emergency room for dizziness and some bad spikes. And I'm like, well, huh, that's funny. Yeah, I'm going to add a 3rd agent. You go and see the cardiologist. The cardiologist is like, I want you on all of these, but 1 more. All right, we're going to add a beta blocker to you. Okay, I don't want your heart to work as hard, so I want you to take everything Dahlia's giving you, plus you're going to be on this. Comes back to me, 2016, on 4 medications. My blood pressure is doing good. Can I have a refill? I do another refill. All right. So you see how it's very easy for you to get on 4 medications for your blood pressure. So now let's say this hypothetical patient is doing good. He's on 4 medications. He's not having any more spikes in his blood pressure. He's not going to the hospital with dizzy spells. He's been checked by the cardiologist. And so far, right now, we're good. Ollie here, let's say, if that's what happened to him, leaves, goes, sees another doctor, and the other doctor wants to look like a hero. You're on too many medications. All right? My managed care, you know, company that I work for would love it if I could get you off of these medications. Let's cut them down. And I've done that. I've been the hero. I've had patients come in on 4 medications, and I've cut them back. However, I've cut them back when the medicines weren't working anymore. I can't tell you how many times I had people on 4 blood pressure medications coming to see me, and I'm like, this just, I think your body's used to it. Your body got used to it. So we need to change things up a little bit. And you feel like a hero. I feel great. When I'm able to knock patients' medications down in terms of strength or in terms of numbers, I feel good. Am I curing them? No. I'm just playing that ball under a cup game. But I'm getting them off of, you know, a lot of medications and hopefully saving the money. Well, am I saving the money? All right. Patients will come in on Zocor, 80 milligrams, the highest of a statin for cholesterol. I loved Crestor. Crestor was a newer medication that wasn't generic, where I could take somebody on 80 milligrams and knock them down to 20. But if Crestor is more expensive than the generic, am I doing him a favor? I thought I was doing him a favor because I was getting him on less milligrams, getting him off of those extra milligrams, and getting him on something that we could still work with and titrate up if we had to, because Crestor goes from 10 milligrams to 20 milligrams to 40. But did I really save him money putting him on a non-generic? Some months later, he'd come back saying, look, it worked. The new cholesterol medicine worked. I'm even doing better than the first one, but I can't afford it. You're like, no. So AstraZeneca would luckily have coupon cards and, you know, pharmaceutical, help assistance programs. But if the patient was able to get their Zocor for $10 and this new medication is costing them $50-$60, that's a problem. So let's go back to being on 4 different blood pressure medications. I think after a while your body gets used to them. Remember, if your body's blood pressure is rising, all right, and you are trying to artificially control that Why is the blood pressure rising? What is wrong? Is it a system that just went awry? Or is there something seriously wrong with your body? And the body wants to, as a mechanism, hike that blood pressure up to make sure that parts of the body are getting perfused. You know, we look at blood pressure as, all right, well, something's wrong with me, so I just have to take the medications and fix it. And that's the easiest way to approach blood pressure. But I have to, as your doctor, stop and go, well, why are your kidneys having issues? So as a sign of distress, it's cranking up the angiotensin-renin system such that we spike up that blood pressure to get you perfused better. What is going on? So when I see somebody on blood pressure medication and their blood pressure just gradually gets worse and continues to get worse, the body's trying to talk to us. Now, unfortunately, I may not be able to reverse the kidney damage. High blood pressure will damage the kidney, so I'm not going to stop blood pressure medication if I don't think it's hurting the kidneys and I think your blood pressure is hurting your kidneys more. You know, I'm not going to stop blood pressure medication and allow you to have a stroke, you know, getting so much blood into the brain that some vessel pops. So, I have to control your blood pressure. In this day and age, I don't have the ability to reverse any kidney damage or any heart damage that you might have already had. Maybe with some cholesterol medications I can, maybe making sure you don't become diabetic, but there's only so much we could do. So we treat you. Now, the reason why I said hold the phone to Ollie is 2 weeks ago, his new doctor dropped him down to two medications and his blood pressure is better. Next month, he wants to try to knock him down another one. That's not long enough. A lot of times, your medication gives you at least a couple weeks of coverage. Once you've been taking that medication for years, you may not see a difference for a month or two. I saw some patients 3 months out start to revert back to their old blood pressure ways. So I would not suggest going from four medications down to one in less than 90 days. I don't think you're going to have that long-term effect unless you're having problems with the blood pressure medication. Like lisinopril. Lisinopril is in the ACE inhibitor family. That gives you a cough. All right, switch that medicine out. The water pill, hydrochlorothiazide, could make you urinate so much that you lose potassium. Maybe we want to switch that medication out. The Norvasc can cause leg swelling. It's a calcium channel blocker, and I've talked to you guys about how this works, where the blood vessels relax, so you could get swelling because of Norvasc. Atenolol, it can make you tired, could slow down your heart rate. You know, these medications have side effects. Combined, that four-medication regimen, I've seen it many times with patients, and it works. So good luck with, you know, being able to get your medications down. I think that's great that, we're not over-medicating, but when we come back, I want to talk about what actually over-medication is and how to prevent your doctor from over-medicating you. What do you have to tell your doctor? 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there's reports that people at being taken care of at the VA are being over-medicated. And a study that came out, I believe, 2 years ago had said that the over-prescribing of Americans is one of our biggest health problems today. That was from a couple years ago. And so there's tons of different studies. There was a study from 2013 was that nearly a fifth of patients discharged had prescription-related medical complications during the first 45 days at home, and 35% of those complications were preventable. Back in 2006, there was a study by the Institute of Medicine saying at least 400,000 preventable adverse drug events occur each year in American hospitals. Such events can result from the wrong prescription or the wrong dosage, obviously pushing healthcare costs annually by $3.5 billion. And I know many of you have asked me to weigh in on what's been going on with the Congressional Budget Office and Trump, I don't want to call it Trump care, but the repeal and replacement to Obamacare, and I'll talk about that. But first I want to finish this with the approach to Americans being over-medicated and you feeling like you don't have any power when you're at the doctor's office. Now, back with Ollie, with the four medications, I would not say he was over-medicated if the medications were doing their job, all right? To me, the definition of over-medication, and there's tons of definitions online, but to me, the definition of over-medication is you need a blood pressure medication to lower your blood pressure and get it down to the 130s, over 70s, let's say. And instead, the doctor gives you a medication that drops your blood pressure to 90 over 50. That is over-medicating because not only did it surpass a goal, but it got you down to the point where that could be pretty dangerous. Same thing with blood sugar. Let's say you have a blood sugar of 200, and I want to get your blood sugars under 100. So I give you medication to do that. But I give you medication on top of that, and it brings that blood sugar down into the 60s or the 50s. That's dangerous. That is over-medicating. That, to me, is the true definition of over-medicating. Now, we don't do that, all right? We don't on purpose try to give you medications that put you over, above, and beyond. We don't do that. We don't go, well, you know what? If we get his blood pressure super, super low, it'll never spike. We don't do that. Now, can you accidentally be over-medicated? Let's say you're elderly. And I think 20 milligrams of a medication, because it worked on my 20-year-old or my 40-year-old patient, will do just fine for you when you're 80. And unfortunately, it causes you to drop too drastically with your blood pressure or blood sugar, and you get very dizzy. Then, yes, I over-medicated you. I gave you a medication that was too much for what you needed. That's over-medicating. So back with Ollie's case, Ollie taking four medications and his blood pressure was controlled by that, and then the doctor wants to cut back, that's not technically over-medicating. If those four blood pressure medications are doing exactly what it's supposed to, then that's not over-medicating. But we call something over-medicating when you're taking more than you have to. Now, if there's other options out there that allow you to take less medications, well, then that's an option. But that doesn't necessarily mean you were over-medicated. Over-medicated just has some sort of either deliberate connotation or incompetent connotation. And for those of you that look at what happened with Ollie and think, okay, you know, that happened with me, where I just gradually got another medication, like I told you in the last segment. Many times what happens is we see the forest from the trees, but we start to treat you linearly. And we're trained that. I was trained in medical school. If I started you on Atenolol, a blood pressure medication that's a beta blocker that slows down the heart so your heart doesn't have to beat too quickly, and we reviewed the different blood pressure medications. Remember, the blood pressure medication that helps slow down the heart rate, because if your blood pressure is high because your heart is beating so fast, we slow down the heart rate, slow down the workload, we can slow down the blood pressure. That's Atenolol. So that medication comes out as 25 milligrams, then 50 milligrams, 100 milligrams. So I was taught, before you add a second agent, to max the first agent. Well, I had a big problem with that, because if your heart rate, and look, a heart rate could be anywhere between 60 and 100, you know, but if your heart rate is 55, and I have you on 25 milligrams of Atenolol, I'm probably not going to crank that up anymore. if your blood pressure is high. Because your heart rate isn't what's causing your blood pressure to be high anymore. Your heart rate's normal, if not low. So why would I crank up a medication that does something that I really don't think is the cause of your blood pressure? Maybe you're fluid overloaded, which is why a water pill would work. Maybe your arteries are stiff, which is why a calcium channel blocker would work, like Norvasc or Deltiazem or Cardizem, because it relaxes the blood vessels. What if it's because your angiotensin system, which causes your blood pressure to spike and your vessels to constrict, is a little out of whack? And so we want to calm that down with an ACE inhibitor like lisinopril, benazepril, Zestril, or an ARB like Cozaar, Hyzaar. Well, Hyzaar has the water pill attached to it, but Atacand, Benicar. So, you know, I need to figure out what is wrong with your blood pressure and why it happened. So early on when we were told that you max one medication and then bring in a second agent, I learned that that wasn't the case. And so my job is to see if your blood pressure problem is, let's say, multifactorial. If your blood pressure is multifactorial, meaning, well, you have stiffer blood pipes, your heart rate's on the high side, and genetically your angiotensin renin system is causing you to have these spikes. I want something to control the spikes, something to control the heart rate, and something to slowly relax these blood vessels so they don't stiffen up. Well, that's going to take multiple medication. And that doesn't mean I'm over-medicating you. That doesn't mean I'm being incompetent. There's an art to medicine. So we do have a problem, and we'll talk more about this, but we do have a problem where, you know, we have people on multiple medications. There are older individuals in their 60s and 70s who are on 10 different pills for their diabetes, their cholesterol, their gout, their blood pressure, their pain, their depression, their sleep, their allergies. But the problem is these are all different things. There's no, you know, all-in-one pill. That doesn't exist. And I don't even think I would trust it. So now that our life expectancy is going on into the 80s, and we're not dying in our 40s and 50s of heart attacks anymore, medicines are going to come with the territory. If you have cancer, you're going to be on more medications. If you have rheumatoid arthritis, you're going to be on more. If you have gout, if you have psoriasis, if you have bowel disorders. Now, many times when people are discharged from the hospital, as these studies have found, you're given a stool softener. You're given something for pain. You're given something for, you're given an antibiotic to finish off the antibiotic regimen you were taking. So I see why people are leaving with a whole bunch of medications. But one reason the hospital does that is because if you are going to be taking the pain pill, you may get constipation. You have to finish up your antibiotic. You know, so there is a logic behind it. We doctors don't want to just give a pill to give a pill. I know everybody thinks we're in bed with big pharma, but that's not how it works, because if you have a side effect to that and something happens to you when we're in the middle of a court case, how do we justify giving you that medication? So I justify every single medication I give you. But some of you have a variety of things going on. Not just one medical problem. Most of us have a bunch of things going on. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name and tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.